Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The land around Druzy, Oregon, was once a popular camping spot for the Paiute Indians. They fished for salmon in the North Fork of the Malheur River, hunted deer, and dug edible roots and onions. That ended when the federal government created the Malheur Indian Reservation in 1872 and tried to convert the Indians into farmers. 6 years later, after the Bannock Indian War, the U.S. Army forced some 543 Paiute from Nevada and Oregon and Bannock prisoners to the Yakima Indian Reservation in Washington Territory. By 1883, the government returned the Malheur Reservation to the public domain and invited land claims. That year, Abner Robbins and E.E. Parrington plotted a town site and secured the Druzy Post Office. The town prospered through the 1920s, bolstered by two lumber mills, abundant regional crops, and the Pacific Livestock Company as the largest employer. Druzy declined after being bypassed by the railroad and the Central Oregon Highway, and the closure of the Livestock Company during the Great Depression. Today, Druzy has a few homes, a post office, general store, garage, tavern, restaurant, two churches, elementary school, and post office. It attracts fishermen in the summer and hunters in the fall. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.